Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
11, Houston, during your SPS burn as played back on tape down here, we've observed the nitrogen tank Bravo pressure in the SPS system dropping a little bit more than we anticipated. It's holding steady right now. We'll continue to watch it and keep you posted if anything comes up. Over.
All right, thank you.
All right, and it has held
steady. We're currently going over Masculine, Mass. Okay. Yeah, Boot Hill, Duke Island, Sidewinder, looking at Masculine W. That's the yaw around checkpoint. And just coming into the Terminator. At the Terminator, it's ashen gray. As you get farther away from the Terminator, it gets to be a lighter gray, and as you get closer to the subsolar point, you can definitely see browns and tans in the ground, according to the Apollo 11 observation, anyway.
Roger, 11, we're recording your comments for posterity.
Okay.
Again, that was Neil Armstrong with the report.
In the background, the accused of being compromised. And the landing site is well into the dark here. I don't think we're going to be able to see anything in the landing site this early.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. When you have a free minute, could you give us your onboard readout of N2 tank Bravo, please? And we'd like to make sure you understand that ever since you stopped thrusting with the SPS, the temperature in this tank has remained steady. Over. Make up the pressure has remained steady.
Right, we understand tank pressure has stayed steady, thank you. Roger, we're showing the N2 tank pressure and tank Bravo to be 1960, something like that, and Alpha is about 2250, over.
Roger, we show 2249 in Alpha and 1946 down here.
Okay.